Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com. Yes. Woo!
Just give a little bit of time. With Michael Mercy and Diego Lopez.
Who do you think I should fuck?
Me.
Ari.
Should you fuck Ari?
I would love to.
Would you?
No.
All right.
That's not funny. I get real defensive immediately.
Hey, no, dude. What the fuck?
Fuck off. He's a close personal friend.
I it wouldn't bother me. We could.
It wouldn't bother you? I think you should would be more.
It wouldn't bother me emotionally, but
physically, yeah.
My butthole, I have like the worst hemorrhoid right now.
Really?
So, yeah. And it would be so painful.
Is it? I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I've never had. Is that a thing that people, most adult men get?
I don't know if it's a hemorrhoid or like a fissure, which is like a cut.
What a good word that is, by
fissure,
the way.
Yeah.
Fissure.
It could have just been called an anal cut, but
right.
They made a new word.
That's sick.
It's great.
It's better.
But
anal
it
cut? Is better.
Oh, okay.
It's so painful to poop like
oh,
the
so
last
sorry.
3 weeks.
It's not.
I've never had it. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, I have. But I don't know which one. I don't know which one I have, but it's never painful to poop.
You ever had an asshole thing?
No.
All right. All right. So 50%.
So.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
I'd say that's probably the national average.
50?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Call in.
Colin's? We're doing Colin. No. He's reaching out to one man named Colin.
Oh, okay. Got
Boo.
Colin. Andrew Colin.
Boo.
Terrible
Andrew
butthole.
Andrew Colin. That's a
terrible butthole.
It's crazy how much his butthole gets brought up in
multiple
podcasts.
Surgeries. Multiple surgery. I picked him up from a surgery.
By his butthole?
Yeah.
Like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
like a football?
Like a football.
That's what I said.
You're
Jesus
not good at
sports. You're sticking your finger into a football.
Welcome.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
Welcome to a podcast called A Little Time with Micah Brucey and Diego Lopez.
Hi.
I am Diego Lopez. That's Micah Brucey. And this week, we have our dear, close, personal friend, our confidant, our financial advisor, our comedic wizard.
Wow.
The madman himself.
Man.
Ari Findlay.
Thank you so much. It's Findlay, so I guess we're not close.
My brain always goes, you're going to say it wrong, and then
okay.
I say it wrong.
And then you
it's
say it
fine.
Wrong.
It's probably
my close personal friend, Ari Findlay.
Aaron did.
Aaron Findlay. No, I could care less. I'm one of those guys who doesn't care when their name gets pronounced wrong, and people then yell at me about it, which feels
that's
real
rude.
Yeah,
that's rude. When I hosted the mic, people would always like give me shit when they're on stage.
Yeah.
Even though I've never met them. B, they have a name I've never seen.
Right.
And it's
like Kurt.
Yeah, that's one.
With a K.
With a K.
You're like,
with
how
three
do
K's.
How do you say this one?
Yeah, people are, their names are, they're just like, relax. You didn't make it up.
Yeah. Someone, I think, changed my last name at some point along the way. I don't think it was originally.
It wasn't.
Findlay the whole way, no.
Were you... Did your family come over through Ellis Island?
No, I think LaGuardia.
Like 3 years ago?
Or it was either they came over via plane. So it was in 1957.
Oh, okay then. So there wasn't like someone being like, you got to change this.
I think they did it in in Europe. They changed it.
I just like the idea of someone today going to Ellis Island like, hello, do I get a new name, please? I don't like this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Brian anymore. Please help.
Have you been to Ellis Island?
Yeah, I went like once or twice as like a school field trip in elementary school.
Yeah. Have you ever been, Diego?
No, I wanted to go to the Statue of Liberty one time with my ex.
Uh-huh.
And we went through one line that took like 40 minutes. I'm like, that's not bad. And then we entered the actual line. It was 3 hours. I was like, no, I could see it from here. That's all right.
Did you not have tickets?
No, we're going to get tickets there.
Oh, yeah. You just buy them like the day before. You don't have to wait in those lines.
Okay. I usually don't make plans until the moment it happens.
We should go this summer.
Dude, I'm so down to not go.
I hate that so much.
Yeah.
To make a plan right before you do it.
Mm.
If it's like something like that, that's going to be like a big excursion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it fills me with dread and anxiety.
You can go inside of her now.
Yeah, trust me.
I've always been inside of her.
Yeah.
No,
I've
you
gone
can,
inside of her
you can't go
times.
To the
torch.
To the torch, yeah.
But you can go to the head?
You can go to the crown. My dad
Why
just
make
will
the
not,
differentiation?
He just will not shut up about that. He's been to the torch. He's very excited.
When did they stop
it.
That? Was that 9/11 stuff?
I think it was well before that.
I think it was
you
way pre-9/11.
Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting I have a mic.
You have a microphone.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, yeah. The torch has been closed for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, how long?
The
probably close to 30 years. I'll look it up.
I think it was actually a Ghostbusters thing.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time they went to the Torch. Have you ever seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah, not a long time.
We watched it at the house the other night.
I didn't finish it. I went to sleep because I had
it's in the second. It's the second one, though.
It's the second one. That's true. That's one of the craziest things that you do.
Go to sleep.
To me. No, not go to sleep, but you'll
go to sleep.
The crazy. Well, first of all, anyone sleeping on like a regular schedule is crazy to me. How do you not go to bed at 11 sometimes and then 4 in the morning other times? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But the you'll full well know because you give yourself like a bedtime.
Yeah.
You're like 12:30. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
But you put on like a full movie and then watch 20 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a shit.
And then you just go to bed and I'm like, but what happens to Dewey Cox? Or like whatever movie we're watching.
And you can just stop without.
He doesn't
stressing.
Care.
Nope. I don't give a shit.
Any type of, like, even a thriller.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, man.
That's not important. It's nothing is as important to me as how I feel in the morning.
Oh, I agree with that statement. But I don't put myself in the position to stop a movie mid-movie.
I mean, like, if we're hanging out and he wants to watch something, I'm like, yes, let's watch it. But I'm going to leave at some point. So don't base this decision on me.
I think the crazy thing that I think is when you pick it.
Sure.
Because you're like, I really want to watch this. And then you're like we're watching a two-hour movie and you're 35 minutes in when you're like just getting out of exposition. Uh-huh. And then you're like, that's enough for me. Somebody's kid went missing.
Okay.
It's bedtime.
Yeah, I guess I'm able to, you know, cut it off in terms of reality to fiction and whatever, just going to sleep. I'm just tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired right now, but yeah.
Is that your biggest frustration with Diego as a roommate?
I mean, I don't even think that's a frustration. I think it's just an odd personality quirk that I've noticed.
You guys weren't nervous about moving in together.
Not at all.
Right?
Not even a little.
Not really? Even a little bit.
That's no. See, that is a little weird to me.
I think we hang out so much we saw how the other person lives already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like we didn't know each other for a while already and spent an inordinate amount of times at each other's apartments.
Right. So nothing. Like you, there wasn't anything that you had to change as a roommate or you had to change as a roommate.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That you don't like sleep naked or anything?
I've never slept naked.
Never once?
I mean, I have, but it's never been like a part of my personality. Oh, I do have this this fucking wild story about me sleeping naked once.
Give it to me.
One of the first times I ever did it, I was already like 19 years old.
What do you mean already? Who speaks like that?
I mean, like,
I was already 19 years old.
Because I feel
such a weird way.
Because I feel like people would sleep naked like way earlier in life than that.
Okay,
like,
that makes sense.
So I didn't do it until I was like 19, and I was living on my. I was living in an apartment by myself, like well with roommates, but without my family.
Uh-huh.
And I was living with three roommates, and my one roommate had this boyfriend Kenny. And I wish I knew his last name because I would say that also. I fucking hate him so much.
Rogers.
I was Kenny Rogers of Kenny Rogers Roasters. But this is the kind of guy he was. He was he had a tattoo on his rib cage that was like a feather pen.
Ugh.
Because he was an English major. And I worked at a screen printing store. Not store, it was a company. It wasn't just like a storefront. I was like, hey, come on in, get your screen print.
You
like, what
are you wearing? Jersey Shore t-shirt.
I was screen printing t-shirts that said like bitch one and bitch two.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But he asked me if I could print him one sweatshirt that had the same exact picture as his tattoo.
Like in the same spot?
In the same exact spot.
Ugh.
So it was like on top of the one on his body. And
did
I was
you
like,
vomit immediately?
I was just like, here's a couple reasons why I can't do that. One, I would rather eat glass and then shit it out. Two, that's going to be so expensive for you.
Yeah.
For us, it's like already
one screen
to set up the screen is going to cost you $30.
Easily, yeah.
So then you have to set up the screen, buy the garment, pay for us to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm going to charge you $40 more because I hate it so much.
Right. It's in a non-normal spot.
Yeah, it's also in like a weird spot on a seam. Uh-huh. It's like it's awful. Anyway, so this is that's the kind of guy I was.
I thought that was the story.
That's not even close to the story. Listen,
also, I was naked.
Also, yeah, every story of mine has a pre-story. It's
yeah,
like,
a lot of
all my story. It's like the fucking Star Wars saga where you're like, this is the story. You're like, actually, this is the middle of the story. We have to go back to the beginning and then to the end. So Kenny, he'd be at our house all the time because he was dating my roommate. And one night, I was like, I'm going to sleep naked. This is going to fucking rock. It's hot as hell out. I don't have an air conditioner. I'm going to try this world out. And so I was like kind of half asleep. It's probably like 1, 2 in the morning. And then my bedroom door opens. And Kenny like is walking into my room and then is like trying to get into my bed, and I realize very quickly he's fully blackout drunk mm-hmm. and thinks
it's his bed.
He thinks he's in his girlfriend's bedroom.
Right.
And you fucked him.
And I fucked the shit out of this guy. No, but I was like, Kenny, you got it. Wrong room. And he's like, he's so far gone that he's not even.
Can understand.
He's not even acknowledging that I'm talking to him. He's just like, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, no, no, this is not your bed. So I'm trying to. And he's like a pretty, he's a pretty little guy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like. It wasn't like. I couldn't push him out, but I'm laying in bed fully naked with my right arm trying to hold the blanket over my naked body, and with my left arm.
What does it matter? He can't. He doesn't see.
But I don't know. It's like I was like half awake, right. And I'm like just being like, all right, I don't. Also, I don't want people I'm fucking to see me naked. Why would I want this guy to see me naked?
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to push him out of my bed with my left arm, and he's like, you know, he's blackout, and he's just like a fucking rock.
Yeah, they're like mules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, he has no control. He's not like, and I'm just like, fuck. And then finally I was like, there's only one thing to do. I have to punch him in the face.
Oh.
Did you punch him in the face?
I punched him right in the face.
Wow. And what happened?
Hey, he came to pretty quick. All right, yeah. And I was like, wrong room. And then he left.
Did you talk about it the next day?
Nope. I haven't brought it up. Oh, boy. I never brought it up since.
That's, oh boy. Fun.
It was unbelievable. I was like, what else do you do?
Right.
Except punch this man in the face and then shove him off your bed.
Yeah. It says you. The first time you slept naked was also like a naked fight. That's
was
great.
A naked fight. The only naked fight I've ever had. Naked physical fight I've ever
had. I've been to a lot of naked fights.
Yeah?
Tons.
Name three. I also put up four when I said name three.
No, it's probably, I think I got into one with my brother.
Okay.
Where I was like getting out of the shower and he was like, think it was funny to like whip me with a towel.
Oh, okay.
And then it just kept escalating and escalating and escalating until we were just wrestling, and I was completely
while
naked.
You were naked, like, yeah. The end of Borat.
Yeah.
How Greek.
And I just dipped my Uzbeki balls in his mouth.
Which is weird because you're not Uzbeki at all.
I'm not. I don't think that guy's Uzbeki either.
I don't think any in the world is.
No, the other guy, he's not. I think he's actually Uzbeki.
Well, all right. Well, this is a whole new game.
Do you sleep naked?
No.
I don't
underwear,
like it.
Just underwear.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, I like underwear. I like to.
Just a bra. That's all I wear.
Just a bra.
I put on a bra, no panties.
T-shirts.
Just ruin her clothes one day at a time.
I get a really long t-shirt. Mm. I go to a store that sells tall tees, and I get a.
You mean in 2007?
Yeah. I go back in time. And I go shopping with my friend Chameleonaire, and we both go and get.
What's he doing now?
I feel like he's a. I feel like he's a motivational speaker.
Didn't I was gonna say pastor and get a but bunch it of felt money? A little racist.
Am I thinking of the wrong raptor?
Chameleonaire?
No, yeah. That isn't that.
Invest in what?
Something.
Isn't who's the guy who did the kiss me through the phone? I think that's the guy who 6'7". No, that's another guy. 6'7".
Kiss me through the phone is kiss me.
One, two. Who's that?
Kiss me through the phone is Soulja Boy.
That's what I'm thinking of. Soulja Boy. No, Soulja Boy invest. No, Soulja Boy invested in like hoverboards. Mm. Or some sort of like new technology. Sure,
sure. Soulja Boy, on his MTV Cribs episode, he would only segue through his home, and then when he would get off the Segway, he'd go, "Oh man, I got a poor people walk," which was walking with his feet.
Oh, damn,
just crazy town.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would love to figure out what he invested in, but it's something.
Soulja Boy, what Soulja Boy invested in?
Yeah.
Enough. No, I don't think it's Soulja Boy that did the investing.
It's definitely Soulja Boy. It's not Chameleonaire. It's definitely Soulja Boy.
I don't know.
I think it's Chameleonaire because of his name and how funny he wore. Like, no, he really is a Chameleonaire. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
The most frustrating thing was, remember, I guess they still do it, but like 5 or 6 years ago, Old Man Hustle started
taking Bitcoin. Yeah.
And I remember that there was a guy who I didn't, I needed change, they weren't taking card or something, and I didn't have any cash, and the guy offered to trade me out Bitcoin for cash, something like that.
Yeah.
And I said no.
So you could have got Bitcoin.
So I could have gotten like 20 Bitcoins.
I don't think you could have got that many.
No, it was like he wanted to, like, he needed 20 bucks, and he's like, I'll give you 20 Bitcoins, something like that.
Yeah. And so you would have had like Well, 20 times. You would have had like
at its peak, it was like $18,000 a Bitcoin.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking it was like seven.
Yeah. I was right. No, it was Chamillionaire.
It was Chamillionaire. Yeah, what did he invest in?
It just says like an investment firm valued at $280 million.
He has that, or he's like he invested in that.
Well, what did Soulja Boy do?
I don't know. I'm not reading this whole thing when we're doing the podcast. It just says $200 million.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's him on a, look how nice he looks on a desk with his feet up.
He does.
That was great. He's not wearing a. He's
I think
not
he's posing.
Chamillionaire was like in the peak of untied do-rag fashion, which is like wild. And you're just like it's just gonna fall off.
Yeah.
Well, you do the untied do-rag and then you put a hat over it.
Oh right.
You ever wear a do-rag?
I've never worn a do-rag. Mm. My dad calls regular bandanas do-rags though, because that's like an old guy thing.
Yeah,
to
it's
do.
An old man thing.
Yeah.
What is do-rags? Do-rag is just like the one that's like silk, not silk, like sheer,
but yeah.
Some of them pantyhose.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cape for your head.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm glad the three of us
are talking about do-rags.
Are like the utmost do-rag specialists.
Hey, I know a lot about them.
I know that they exist.
You should have merch that are do-rags.
I would do it. I would do it. A little time do-rag.
A little time do-rag.
You know, I would not do that.
You wouldn't do that?
No, we wouldn't do that.
I mean, we could be chamillionaires.
Yeah, you should. You should have merch that just no one uses.
People use do-rags.
Not your fan base.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
Assumption town. Population. Ari Vandalanden.
So you're saying our fan base doesn't include young black men who have waves.
No, because I don't see as many do-rags as I used to.
Okay.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think they're as big as... I'm trying to save this comment that it's not racist. And it's just a sign of the times.
I think do-rags aren't as popular as actual, like, fashion item anymore.
Correct.
But
That's the point I'm making.
But I think they are still heavily used, like, in the home.
Yes. I would agree with that statement.
So why can't our fans get do-rags and wear them at home?
They can, I guess. Make some aprons then, too.
I want things people wear out of the house so they're advertising for us.
That makes way more sense. Like a jacket.
Our merch are just... It takes us a year to make one.
it's like a very intricately stitched Carhartt that costs $200.
Yeah. Well, you know I got that Carhartt hookup. So
that's
I know
true.
You got the car. But if we're buying it at wholesale anyway.
Yeah.
Just for the heads up, it turns out the arm of the Statue of Liberty has been closed since 1916.
Wow. 1916?
So you're not the liar.
I'm telling you the arm or the torch?
Well, I mean, you got to get
I guess the torch. Okay, I was looking up the wrong... Yeah, that was the torch. Because apparently...
The torch has been closed since 1916.
1916, a bunch of German spies went to the island that it's on. I can't remember the name of the island.
Liberty Island.
Liberty Island.
Yes, it also has a different name, but there was an ammunition...
Statue of Liberty Island.
Nailed it. There was an ammunition depot there, like, close, like, and it exploded and damaged the arm.
Hmm.
So, there you go. In 1916.
Let's call my dad up and call him a fucking liar.
I mean, do it right now.
Is your dad 102 years old?
Yeah, he could be.
Okay.
He could be.
That's cool to lie to your children.
Oh my God, dude, if I had children...
Would you tell him about
it? Love you. I love you so much.
You're perfect and the world is good.
I meant for you to be here.
You're definitely a decision.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're never going to have a kid on purpose. That's going to be so great.
There's no fucking
I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought all children were mistakes. I genuinely thought this for like up to 8 years ago.
Wait, what?
I didn't think anyone had kids on purpose. I thought everyone was an accident.
Like, did you think that that people were like, I would like to have a kid, but no one planned it?
Yeah, I think it's just like, oh, we're pregnant. That's great. But it's not like the idea of trying to get pregnant was never an idea. Like, it never made sense to me.
What about you and your brother?
All accidents, I assume.
Really?
I assume.
There's no way I was planned.
That makes sense. Why? Like, you, but were you were so
his
like.
His parents came here in a fucking cart pulled by an ox.
No. But were you so closeted about asking about it? Like, you didn't, you were so insecure about asking about
it? No, it didn't even occur to me to ask. I was like, we're definitely accidents. Like, there's no way. Why would immigrants want children? They have no money.
But it wasn't an immigrant thing. I thought you said it was you thought every single human on the earth was an accident.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean. This how you're not running for Congress right now is insane.
I know so many different reasons why you're not running for Congress.
Give me two.
Name five.
You can't read.
Name five. Name
five. it's a visual joke, very but he held up joke. Four. Yeah, there's no way. My parents like lived in like a little 2-bedroom apartment, and they already had my sister, and then they had me, and they're like, "Well, I guess we have to move." So there's no way they were like, "We want to take on the financial responsibility of another child and also moving."
Right. I want to move.
Yeah, you were asking me about moving to Jersey City the other day.
I asked, would we still be friends?
No, you didn't. You said it was worded differently than that.
I thought it was if I moved to Jersey City, would you still hang out with me?
I think that's how you said it, but would we be friends is different.
Okay. And he goes, without skipping a single beat, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, in my head, the PATH train comes once every 4 years. And if you don't take it back to New Jersey at 6 p.m., you don't get to go there anymore.
Yeah, but Jersey City is closer to the city than where we are right now.
But we're still in New York City. So we get to take the world's greatest transit system. Oh, I love the piss. Oh, I love the piss and the jerking off. And when it doesn't work.
If you
I
like
love
seeing men jerk off in public, I'm surprised you don't live in New York. It's kind of this is the
Mecca. Here's the thing. I never see the jerking off.
Mm. Me neither. I haven't seen it in years.
Here's the thing that I have said.
Because I stopped doing it.
What I do is I bring a mirror and I place it on the seat across from me.
A full length mirror.
A full length mirror. I go to the
cheap now.
Yeah, they're like
$11.
Yeah. You go to Target, $9.99. $11. You got to go to Target.
I'm sorry.
$9.99. I go there. I take it. I put it. I seatbelt it. I bring my own seatbelt.
You bring a seatbelt. You attach the seatbelt.
Where
into
do you attach the seatbelt to?
To the top pole, the one above the head.
Got it.
And then I clip it around the bottom at like the corner.
Okay.
At the apex. I don't know what that word means.
You do. I was gonna say not the apex.
No, that's the highest point. I know what it means.
It's not necessarily.
Yeah, well, it is. I'm just saying that's what it means, and I've decided. So I take the mirror. You guys get it, what I'm saying. I take the mirror. I seatbelt it in so it can't move around.
Vertical
and then,
or horizontal?
Vertical. Great question. So I can see the whole thing.
I don't know.
What
see,
do you
like,
mean the whole thing?
I
like my whole body.
I like to spread my legs like a gymnast and masturbate that way. So I want to see
ankle
you only,
to ankle.
So you only want to see. So you want to see waist down, ankle to ankle.
I want it to look like a poster for a young USA gymnast,
a Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You had to like fold out.
Yeah.
And you put over
you buy
door.
It, and your dad's like, "How are we gonna frame this?" He's mad at you.
I'll just use the text, Dad. I'll put it in
the wall.
Oh,
you're going to put holes in the wall? Oh, you're going to put holes in the wall. What am I, Mr. Spackle?
How did you know my dad's nickname?
Mr. Spackle?
Mr. Spackle.
I've seen him come.
Yeah.
okay, but here's the thing. I brought – because I always hear jokes because I don't want to brag, but we do open mic comedy in New York City. But
me.
Yes, you do.
You're
considering
crashing?
That we had this conversation at an open mic.
Yeah. Checks out.
But I'm always like – I'll hear jokes. I'm like, I never see people jerking off in the train. And then literally every woman I know is because they're not jerking off to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that can't be right.
I guess I the circumstances of me getting hard, I can't imagine a man getting hard on in a subway full of people.
Oh, I've been very hard on the subway before.
I've never been hard on the subway. You've been actually hard on the subway?
I've been at least 65%.
Yeah, I mean, your stasis.
I operate at 65%.
I'm always so hard on the subway, I can't go through the normal turnstile that's horizontal. I have to go through the vertical ones because it's easier on my penis.
Do you think there's like some sort of disease where you're just always hard?
Yeah. It's called life.
There's that disease where you come like 90 times a day. I can't remember what it's called. Tom Segura does a bit about it.
Oh, man.
Where it's a really funny act.
That'd be exhausting.
It's like, yeah, he's like, do you want to get this shirt? Sure. What size? Medium. Okay. Tom Segura, you're great.
Shout out to him. He needs our help.
I can't come more than
89 times a day.
More than twice without it hurting.
A day?
Hurting?
Yeah. Yeah, but
bro,
I
you got to take a fucking pipe cleaner and
like you're cleaning out a musket. Like you're shoving a bullet down an old-timey rifle.
I think I got claws, like my grip is just so strong.
Oh, you gotta loosen it up, man.
Yeah, man, loosen it
up. I can't. It's weathered. I need. I like my
What's
outer.
Weathered? Your penis or your hand?
My both. Like they, I don't have like the feet. Like I need to put a lot of pressure to even feel anything.
Oh.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know how you remedy that, right?
Cut my dick off?
Cut your dick off.
That's no, what you do,
I read
LCLD?
It.
What is it?
BCLD.
BCLD.
That I invented. Thank you. That is an acronym that I invented.
I want that. I don't know if you have a Wikipedia page.
I
but
definitely don't. I have a Wikifeed.
If you do.
Let's please make a Wikifeed for the podcast.
Please somebody write that Micah Brucey is the co-creator of...
Who co-created it? It was all me!
You in China.
No!
Oh, well, she did...
She created the giant clip that she had, but
right,
she
you have to get... Like, did you create the BCLD...
About China?
About China?
Yes.
So you have to give her some kind of co-creator credit?
I will not give her credit. I will say that she's the inspiration.
You're Sylvester Stalloning to her Chuck Wepner.
Well, you got to give me an example of precedent. That's what
I just gave you one. I literally just gave you one.
But
you cut me off in the
Chuck
middle.
Chuck Wepner is not a co-creator of Rocky.
No, but he sued and won that Sylvester Stallone created Rocky, basically loosely based off Chuck Wepner.
But he
then didn't give him any credit for it. Then 25 years later, Chuck Wepner sued and won.
Mm-hmm. I would say I created the acronym inspired by China.
Oh, there you go. I think Rocky got screwed up because he denied.
Correct.
And I am openly admitting.
And he's Italian.
That's probably why. Yeah.
I really hold that against him.
You're Italian.
Yes, I know.
What was I say about the jerking off thing? Have you ever thought about like.
You have to consistently loosen the grip.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I read it
was
in
it?
A dance.
No.
What were you gonna say?
No, it's the time's passed. It's fine.
I read it in a Dan Savage article.
Who's Dan Savage?
What?
Savage Love. He writes a sex advice article.
Ugh, I can't read these people with the sex advice.
This is good. It says stop cranking your dick off so hard, you fucking psychopath.
Feels so good.
I want to sit on my hand and then finger my wife with it so I don't touch her disgusting
vagina.
When
did you get married?
For the sake of this joke.
I accidentally gave, I don't know if I should say this.
No, don't say it. Let all me right, talk more.
I'm
going
to say it.
I like to sit on my own hand, so it feels like someone else's finger in my ass.
That's a good one-liner.
Thank you
so should much. Do that for the one-liner festival.
I like to sit on my dick, so it feels like someone else is fucking my wife.
I like to fuck my wife. Was that what you guys said?
Yeah. We all talked about how we like to fuck your wife.
Yeah. I've served her up for you before, so don't be.
I would gladly.
She will listen to this. Say,
I would,
finish the sentence.
I would gladly. Take your wife out on a nice date and then return her home to you.
You're such a pussy. Such a pussy.
You can't tell me she's going to listen to it and then you want me to say something rude about it.
I don't care. Don't you have some questions for me?
Not questions for you, just questions in general.
Oh, I thought they were just towards me.
No,
say, yes, answer, Ari.
No. What the basis of this podcast is I interrupt the guest co-host and producer almost entirely. Do not really let them talk and then say we have a podcast.
And then post them and tag them.
That's smart.
Yeah. I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a real Michael Dell move.
Who?
The guy who created Dell Computers. I'm not sure if it's actually a thing he did, but I like to reference him as a terrible guy and then try and get people to hate him.
Have you listened to How I Built This?
No.
Oh. He's on an episode, and it's like about how he built his company. I haven't listened to his episode specifically, but he has one.
Is he a nice guy?
I just said I didn't listen to it. But I like you more than him, so I'm going to say he's a piece of shit.
Thank you.
I think I like him more than you because you didn't invent. Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he invented that.
I think he did.
Did you watch?
You creating and inventing, the definitions in your brain are not the definitions.
Okay, first of all, I invented the acronym BCLD.
Okay.
Second of all, Michael Dell invented the phrase, dude, you're getting a Dell. Okay.
What did you ask of BCLD?
The Triumph election special on Hulu or something where he takes the guy, the dude you're getting a Dell guy, on like the campaign trail to try to get him to like, to try and get like Ted Cruz to talk to them because they have the DJ getting a Dell guy. It makes no sense.
I feel like Triumph so didn't get should have gotten way more credit and like stardom because
it's
so good.
Fucking funny. It's
Smigel is a genius.
He really is. I love Smigel so
much.
He's
so funny.
Star Wars thing is one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my entire life when he goes to the first
first special. If you go back and watch like a lot of our movies from our childhood, Smigel plays like every little role.
Yeah, yeah.
In like in Happy Gilmore, he plays a guy who just auctions off his house. And he's just, he's funny in every single little tiny thing that he does.
I love him as one of the bums in Dirty Work.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
It's really
good. How about $2?
The guy's in the middle of his big long speech. Here's your $2.
The best movie. Do you want to get any questions?
Do I want to get
Or do
you want
to do the news thing we talked about? The news article?
I don't really think I want to ever talk about the news things we talked about. Basically, the news thing we wanted to talk about was that there was a woman who found a dating app on her boyfriend's phone, and then she bought a samurai sword to try to kill him with it.
That's Did she so kill sick. Him?
No.
Samurai sword would not be my first weapon of choice.
No. Pulp, like, let's think Pulp Fiction, pawn store exit. What would you have gone with?
I have something to admit, though.
Okay.
I've You've never seen Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen that episode of The Simpsons that parodies it?
I've never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wait, any episode of The Simpsons?
No, never.
Oh,
not one.
Have you? That seems like a choice. Like you, like a.
I was like a kid who would watch. I was watching like.
A lot of Everybody Loves Raymond.
A lot
30
of.
30 something.
NBC Thursday night comedies. Like
Third Rock from the Sun?
Like Third Rock from the Sun. Just Shoot Me, Seinfeld, Friends. What else was in?
Was David Spade in Just Shoot Me? Was that the? Was
yeah.
That the, okay.
Yeah.
The news, like the magazine thing.
The magazine thing. News radio.
I love news radio. One of my favorite shows of all time.
So I never watched like I watched Nickelodeon cartoons, but never watched like South Park
or any
Simpsons,
adult style.
Any adult kind of cartoons. I guess The Simpsons didn't start as an adult cartoon, but it is probably now.
Yeah. So that question doesn't make any sense for you. So
but just ask it in a different way.
If you're going to kill somebody, what weapon would you use? I guess is what I'm
saying. Okay, that's a pretty easy
if
question.
If you were in like a store that had like every weapon. That's
if
basically
you're in like a sports style store or like they have hunting stuff.
So like I couldn't pick like a
imagine
a grenade launcher.
No, that's there.
Is that there?
Oh, that might be only in the Simpsons one.
Okay.
Yeah. Imagine a Dick's Sporting Goods of only weapons.
Okay, what would I pick? I'd probably pick... I want something that's like super close range where I really got to get in there.
Like
you
a
know?
Kissing booth?
A glory hole?
maybe like a, just like a military knife.
Like a Bowie knife?
Yeah, Bowie knife. That's the one with like the serrated part.
It has like the big
and the
chunk.
Hook.
Yeah, it's like curved.
Yeah.
And it has like the big chunk serrations in the top.
Yeah, there's that one movie where Benicio del Toro kills everybody with one of those knives.
Oh, I don't know. That's not from Dusk Till Dawn, is it?
No, it's more recent than that.
Sicario?
No, it's before that.
I got nothing then. Those
I
are the two movies I know he's in.
Werewolf?
No.
He becomes a werewolf and kills everybody.
I thought that Guillermo del Toro was Benicio del Toro until last year.
Oh, for sure.
And to be honest, I'm still not sure that he's not.
I think Guillermo del Toro is a character that Benicio del Toro plays in real life.
Yeah.
He puts on like a weird fat suit and somehow makes himself shorter.
I also thought that
like
Guillermo del Toro was George R.R. Martin.
He's like Guillermo del Toro was George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
So you thought three people were one person?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, no. I thought Benicio del Toro was Guillermo del Toro, and then George R.R. Martin and Guillermo del Toro
were the
one
same
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is that not the three people in one?
Because I knew that there were two different people, but one person was in both brackets. So
okay.
There's like a Venn diagram where Guillermo del Toro is in the middle. Can that be a merch item
Please
of yours?
Draw that? Yeah, yeah. Like, we'll draw
no.
that. No, not now. I'm saying I get it. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
For people on the we'll figure it out.
I do want to read the beginning of this
That's the title of the podcast, by the way.
I do want to read the beginning of this.
No, the Venn diagram and Benicio del Toro's in the middle. It's too long, but I really like it.
Oh, I think the name of the episode is Ankle to Ankle.
I was gonna say I invented BCLD.
But this, I want to see how mad specifically this makes you.
Okay. He pointed at me, Diego Lopez.
What if it's just a picture of Diego's asshole?
It's
someone
fucking my mom. Like, come on.
And one day, I was fucking Diego's mom. But, okay, so this is a wild opening sentence for a Washington Post article. While her boyfriend I should probably figure out words first because I already started reading it incorrectly.
Jesus, you're so bad at this.
I know.
It's insane.
With her boyfriend finally asleep Emily Javier reached for the samurai sword she had secretly taped earlier to the side of the bed.
Oh, my God.
Mm. According to an affidavit filed by police, the room was dark, and she sparked her phone to see better, to aim better. Below snoozed Alex Lovell. He played too many video games.
Below?
Below her.
Below snoozed.
Is that a bunk bed?
No, I think she was up.
Standing.
Standing up.
Got
to
it.
Try to. Listen, I didn't write this article.
I think you did.
I do not work for the Washington Post.
Really?
I
thought your name was Bob Woodward.
Nice pull.
That's pretty good.
The Post.
That's the only. He's not even a current Post.
No, he's from the movie The Post.
No, he's not.
No, he's not?
Bob Woodward? No. You're thinking of
Harvey Weinstein.
I'm thinking of Harvey Weinstein.
You're not thinking of, I can't think of the guy. Ben Bradley. Sorry.
Ben Bradley, that's the guy that Tom
Bill
Hanks.
Bill Bradley, son of a bitch.
Who John Slattery also plays in Spotlight.
No.
Same person.
John Slattery plays his son.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
100%.
Nope.
I'll bet money on it.
Okay.
Well, we're finding out now.
Just so we're clear, the last bet that me and Mike made was... that we were in a bar and I said, hey, that's Cuba Gooding Jr. And Mike's like, no, it's not Cuba Gooding Jr. I go, okay, I'll bet you one of his favorite pins that it's Cuba Gooding Jr. And it was fucking Cuba Gooding Jr. So.
Okay, but in my defense, he looks terrible. He looks bad.
What am I looking up?
Okay, so.
We can do it after if you don't want it on air, but it doesn't.
No, matter. I need the. No, the listeners need to know that.
Yeah.
They need to know, no.
No, 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 no,
okay.
No, 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 no.
So you need to. Can you just look up for the movie The Post? Tom Hanks' character's name, and then for the movie Spotlight,
I'll do Spotlight.
John Slattery's character's name.
They're both Ben Bradley.
No, I think I know for a fact that John Slattery.
What are we betting?
Yeah, figure that out. Don't say anything until we
money
figure
or
out.
Or a thing.
Oh no, I was gonna say this, but I don't want to do it.
What was
I gonna
say?
I was gonna say loser has to put the other person's finger in their mouth, but I don't want to do that.
You don't want to put my finger in your
loser
mouth.
Loser has to get. Two wet willies from the other person.
Ugh.
One in each ear?
One in each ear.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, wait. I need
I already got it.
Do you have both? Or just the
I
one?
Don't think I need both. I'm pretty sure I don't need both.
Because I'm so wrong?
Well, the bet is that John Slattery is the same character in The Post. It's the same person.
Ben Bradley.
It's John Slattery in Spotlight is Ben Bradley Jr.
Fuck.
Right,
you.
But what is, hold on, but what is Tom Hanks?
What? We weren't talking about Tom Hanks.
Yes, we were.
But Tom Hanks in The Post is Ben Bradley.
Well, then, yeah, I'm assuming that.
Not Junior.
How?
Tom Hanks is playing like a 60-year-old in The Post.
I want to know what
The Post is the 70s. Right. Spotlight is like 2000.
He plays Ben Bradley Sr.?
I mean, it says Tom Hanks as Ben Bradley.
Oh, man. All right. There's a wet willy time. I hate wet willies. This is gross. It barely makes me horny.
This is the worst.
Hold on a second. Let's get it for the pot. Hold on.
I don't need the sound in it either. Yeah, we're going to need to take a picture of this. This will be great promo.
Come on.
Just do it.
Oh, my God. Don't put it too far in, please. No! No! God, it's so gross. It's so gross. Oh, God, I'm going to get so many diseases that you already have. Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't go with the original thing of putting fingers in
each
other's mouth.
I would have done the same thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, what were you had?
Oh, so I was reading from this article about the Sword Woman.
Yeah.
Below snoozed Alex Lovell. He played too many video games, Javier would later explain to the police. And now he was cheating on her, she claimed. She knew the signs. Tinder on his phone. Scratches across his back. A girl's hair in the shower drain. In the weak phone glow, Javier allegedly started hacking.
Oh, my God.
Lovell woke to his girlfriend of 2 years attacking him with a sword, police say. Survival instincts, mainly martial arts training and all of the kung fu films he had watched, clicked in. I was able to Wing Chun my way to survival.
Wing Chun? Or is that like Wang Chun? Like
no,
the
Wing
song?
Wing Chun.
Okay.
Bullshit.
He told the Oregonian/Oregon Live in an interview this week over Facebook Messenger, referring to a Chinese martial art. He eventually wrapped Javier in a bear hug. I saw the look in her eyes, and it scared the living poop out of me, he told the news outlet. I told her I loved her, and she was killing me. She needed to call the police, or I was going to die.
Who needed to call the police?
The woman who just attacked him with a sword. He told her... she needed to call the police or he was going to die.
On herself?
Yes.
Interesting.
I like that she's like, well, he played too many video games. She opened with he played too many video games.
Oh, he's alive. Is she in trouble?
I think they're going to trial. She just pleaded not guilty to first degree attempted murder.
I would love to be her lawyer. Just tell me the story. Okay. Stop right there.
Okay.
I don't need to hear anymore.
I need to do, this. He is known as, quickly, I need to tell you that he is known as Biggie in his local gamer scene. And a pull quote is, I wasn't a sweaty nerd, more of an eth-lete. Like
e-athlete?
Yeah, but so imagine the word athlete, but instead of an A, it's an E.
I hate so much this, like, have you ever watched somebody play a video game like that, whatever that system is? Twitch?
I've never watched Twitch.
That trend I fucking hate so much.
I think it's crazy that it exists, but I also have multiple people who that's their income.
Yeah, I was.
I know multiple people. I don't have them.
Do you own people?
I think I was going to say I have multiple friends, and I tried in my head it was I have multiple friends and I know multiple people, and then I said I have multiple people because I own them.
Hmm. I'd love to own a guy, you know.
I find it very insulting when they call themselves athletes. It's crazy.
I find it insulting that you call yourself an athlete.
What'd you say to me?
As he breaks you in half.
Yeah, no. Yeah, with your hobby. Oh.
I'm trained by Diego, so I think I'm ready to take him down.
Yeah, you take three classes with me.
Two years ago, you can beat
me.
You think you can take him?
No. I punched him in the face and got so scared that I did it, and he was like, what are you doing? He's like, why are you stopping?
Yeah.
I got so nervous.
How hard? Where on the ranking of him of you being hit in the face is Ari at the bottom or one person away from the bottom?
Well, it was like an accident. It wasn't he wasn't trying to punch me hard.
Okay.
I was just like, you know, just like
swinging wildly.
No, just trying to like keep him like an arm's length away, and he was just like an inch too far, and I just clipped him.
Mm.
And just the connect, it was just like I didn't expect to hit him in the face.
Yeah, was it the first time you ever hit anyone in the face?
No,
that wasn't your brother.
Ari had came to me with decent hands. He had like structure.
I took boxing in summer camp a bunch.
Okay.
But I used to just get into a bunch of fights. And
oh yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, I've it's a lot of sucker punching.
You were sucker punching people?
Yeah, I mean, I not sucker punch. I would always throw the first punch because I knew that's the only one I would get.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's like the worst or like biggest fight you've ever been in?
Biggest fight. I got in college. I was wearing a Yankee hat and. It was like Yankees Red Sox, and some guy threw a beer in my face. So one of my other friends jumped over me and sucker punched this guy, and then we got into like this melee in a bathroom.
Oh,
ooh, okay.
Do you want to do questions?
Yeah, let's do questions.
Let's do questions. I think that'd be fun.
Right, let me pop up my questions.
Just so everyone knows that if you've posted a question and we haven't gotten to it yet, we'll get to it probably, unless it was an insult
or it sucked
or it's a bad question, which a couple were.
Did you answer my question? I don't remember what
I can't
it was.
Remember.
No, it's on the list, though. It's a good one.
I don't remember what it
I'm
was.
I'm not going to answer your question.
No, it's fine.
While you're
here. Save it for another podcast.
Yeah, no. I haven't answered it yet. But you just posted it like yesterday.
I don't remember what it was when I posted it. I literally have no knowledge of anything before 5 minutes ago.
No, it's a good question. And like I think we'll answer it on a host pod when it's just us. Because it's a question about the two of us.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm. What was it? Now I want to
know.
No,
I'm not going to
say
fine,
yeah.
Save
no.
it.
Save it. Save it.
All right. This is a good question. This is from a guy, Matt, that I know. Should I try and get another serious job or just collect my money from the job I hate and concentrate on growing my side hustle?
So I've been in this circumstance for a long time.
Yeah.
And there, if you can like really push yourself to do it, it's definitely the better situation to collect money from a job that you don't really give a shit about, but get a good paycheck.
Yeah.
And can like kind of just siphon off time for your other interest. But if you can't put enough effort into it, then you got to get out.
Enough effort into the side hustle.
Right.
I feel like you're talking directly to me. I'm dealing with so much shit right now with my day job. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
You, thank
it's
you.
Like, it, if you, it, it's definitely because you always think that the grass is greener. So it's like, if you have a shitty job, but the money is great and you don't work that hard, try and siphon your time off during the day and outside of the day to do other shit.
I'm up to like 10 hours now I'm there. It's getting in the way of comedy. And also, like, it's painfully hard.
Rather than just, for sure.
I'm literally posting right now, like, hey, does anyone know of any, like, part-time gigs, like, kicking around?
Well, I mean, I can tell you why your job stinks, because you're not paying attention in the things that you're doing. You know, like, maybe you're, like, the podcast that we're doing right now, and you're not really focusing on the podcast.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, got his ass. Sorry. Fuck you, Leif.
Awesome. Yeah,
you're burnt.
Yeah.
I think
That one's on me. All the money that I make on this podcast is really
so much money.
I really just been banking all the money we're making here, so I can leave and go do other podcasts.
Anytime I see one of those articles where it's like, this person left their 6-figure salary job to pursue their passion, I'm like, well, that's one dumb person.
Yeah.
Take them. I make very little money and I like my job, but it's just like, money is sick. I would love some more money. Unless your job is killing you.
Which it literally is.
I'm. Hey, you're doing great. This isn't about you.
I made it out of 2017.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I'm having a real hard go at
this. Dude.
I think you should. I mean, I think you know that you need to find some new stuff for your own sanity.
Yeah.
Which it'll be good. I was in the circumstance. I took a pay cut.
But you also took a time cut.
I took a time cut. I went from working full time to half time, and to part time, and they cut my pay in half. And so far, I love it, but I do have this new anxiety. There's a hair in my mouth. I do have this new anxiety of just getting fired at any point now that I am only part time.
Oh, I have that, but about everything.
Right.
Where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get fired from my job, and I'm also gonna get dumped today, and also all my friends are gonna stop talking
to me. See, the weird thing is though, that's gonna happen.
Oh, I can't wait until you get a divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so messy, and you're going to fucking suck at comedy for 3 years because of it.
I am going to, if she divorces me, I'm for sure going to kill myself.
If she divorces you, I'm going to move into your apartment with her.
That's fine. Both I mean, it are. Will, I don't, yeah, it would go over to her. I'm trying to think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it would go over to her.
Yeah, she has a real job.
She does.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod, Ari's wife.
No, she doesn't support anything I do. She really won't listen to
No, she loves this podcast. She told me.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you guys talk?
She sent me a Facebook message about
it. In between sexting, she told us how good this podcast is.
We have a group sex.
She would never.
Oh, group sex.
It's the three of us.
That's sick as hell.
It's me, Diego, and your beautiful wife, Marie.
That's not her name.
I know. I'm not going to say your wife's
name.
What's
the next question?
Oh, wait. No.
Did we answer that?
I didn't get to answer.
Also, I feel like I interrupted you.
No, it's okay.
Now I play on the spot.
No. I guess, I don't know. To me, I would say stick with the job. I'm getting older. I want money. I don't have any. It's hard.
I think it's the thing where if you can, I'd say just stay at the job you have for physically as long as you can until this side hustle becomes your main hustle.
Well, can we ask for more details? What the side hustle is?
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know.
Can I say
you know this guy?
I know him on the internet. We're not like buddies.
As someone who, like, the way I make money, like, I can only make so much by teaching for the gym. My private clients are really what do it for me, and I wasn't able to do that until the last restaurant I worked at closed, and I was forced to do it. So I don't really think. It's very rare that someone will, their side hustle will naturally grow into what it is and still being in the, like, you're, I think it's rare to be able to go from lily pad to lily pad, like hop. You have to kind of swim a little bit
in perfect time
to get there. Yeah.
Right. I think I'm giving that advice because that's what happened with me.
Okay.
Where with walking dogs, where I was walking for a company and then I started getting my own clients on the side and I would walk, at the beginning, I had like one client.
Right.
But that's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same business. It's still the same. This is their side hustle.
Right.
And their,
walking dogs is not your hustle.
No, I mean, walking dogs is not your side project.
Right.
But at first, these little private clients were my side project because I only had like one or two. So I was like working for this company.
We're talking a passion project.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, I assume
in the
so.
Context. I mean, sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I guess it's the same thing with comedy, where it's like comedy is not my.
What if the side project is like this guy wanting to murder people, and we're just encouraging?
We're like, yes,
that. Yeah, no, just murder.
Please,
somebody.
And start with me.
I think we need a new serial killer, though.
Stay at your
it's
job.
Been so long.
Stay at your job, but murder people on the weekends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think people we know have people's heads in their fridges.
No.
Yes, for sure. I mean, there's somebody that all four of us know.
Okay,
that
but no,
is a murderer.
No, as in we are friends with them, or no, as in have been in the same room as them.
That's different. Yeah.
No, as we are friends or acquaintances.
I don't think so.
For sure.
I like we all know them.
We all know them.
Oh, okay.
Well, there was that one dude.
Oh, that comic who killed his mom?
The comic who killed his mom.
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking of that, but that's proof that.
But I would never say I was even friends or acquaintances with that guy. I was in the same room as him.
Okay. But I think that there's an acquaintance of ours who.
Let's give this guy a definite answer.
Okay.
I say stick with the job.
Stick with the job. Siphon off your time as much as you can until it's physically impossible to do that and then jump.
Stick with the job and send us money on Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon.
Just send it to somebody else's Patreon Venom. And have them send it to you.
Yeah. Send our money to Chapo Trap House.
They need it.
And then tell them to send it to us.
Yeah, because I know who we are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're friends with them. I'm often friends with Chapo and also Trap House. I do have a t-shirt of the real El Chapo hanging in my bedroom as art. It's a t-shirt on a hanger on a screw in the wall.
I love your definition of art. It's so good.
It's the same as my definition of invention.
I know.
Whatever I want it to be.
I wish that we can put together like an art exhibit for things that you consider art.
It's all garbage. It's all garbage. It's used skateboards and t-shirts and fucking a 3D picture of Puerto Rican Jesus I found in someone's trash can.
Just some small kid's third grade diorama project.
I just have a picture of just a woman I've never met dressed up as a clown in my bedroom, framed.
Oh my god!
Right. I've had
that
so
person
much
I was
sex.
Saying that has heads in
it's
their
me.
Fridge. It's you.
I don't think it's no. Because if it was me, I would post it on Instagram a bunch.
You see this? Check this out.
I got a whole fridge full of heads.
Did we?
I think I have the same stance as Ari, where you should just try to do both until you physically can't.
Yeah. I'm a make myself crazy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a simplify your life kind of guy.
You're a hack your life guy.
I'm a hack my life. Well, no, it's just a thing where it's like
you and Brooke Van Poplin.
Me and BVP. We hang out and we hack our lives. But no, I think it's a thing where I'm like. Oh, I don't think I've ever like quit a job without having another prospect, but I'm very much into the idea of like why waste your time doing something that you hate.
Right. I think I'm under the impression that any job I'm going to hate that's not comedy.
I think that yeah.
So it doesn't matter if I jump from lily pad to lily pad. I'm going to hate it, no matter the amount of money, no matter...
Until it's like a writing job
or
doing stand-up comedy.
Right. I hope some people from my office listen to this.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
And next question.
All right, next question. I should already have these ready, shouldn't I?
Probably.
What's your phone password?
What do you think my phone password is?
6969?
Of course.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
Did I really just guess it?
Of course.
Yeah, of course it is. Oh,
what man. About me says that my phone password wouldn't be 6969?
That's so great. What's yours, Diego?
666999.
What is it really?
I swear to God,
show me.
He does the 6-digit code. I do the
wait,
four.
Damn it.
Let's see. Yep,
damn.
There it is. I liked that nice dead air, yeah. So we could watch you unlock your phone.
You guys are so perfect for each other. It's insane.
It is cutest couple in comedy.
It is so crazy much. That we didn't know each other earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you did in past lives. And
well,
you're
I mean,
like Hancock and Charlize Theron.
What?
Okay, but I'm Hancock.
I think Charlize Theron is more powerful.
She
yeah.
is. Okay, I was rewatching Between Two Ferns.
With her?
With Charlize. Yeah, with Zach Galifianakis.
Bruce Willis.
And the episode with her, there's a moment that is the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did she fuck him?
No, but she like. Whispers how sweaty her thighs are to him, and I'm like, oh my god, I need to leave the room. And I was home. Like, I don't know where I was going to go.
I had to go from my living room
I was
to
real
my bedroom.
Hot. I got real hot. She's stunning.
Have you ever masturbated to something
yes.
that's like oh. so not porn?
Oh,
Okay, what do you yeah. mean by so not porn?
Like, not,
not
like
revolting,
a,
not like,
a picture of somebody, but like a
smell, an idea?
Like a
an essence?
an SNL sketch or a Charlize Theron interview or something like that?
I mean, yes, because I did to that. The idea of that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do ideas. Wait,
yeah, you can jerk off. This is a real penis centric podcast.
I mean, every podcast is.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, our podcast in general.
Yeah.
You can jerk off to an idea.
Yeah. I like to do it old school and have nothing, just do it alone.
That is insane.
I like to do it old school too, but I don't wear a suit.
It's because you're watching the film Old School.
Yeah. I have Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell jerk me off.
No, I can go straight imagination.
Damn. I'm so jealous of that.
Thank you.
I still need a visual aid.
Mm-hmm. It helps. It's fun.
I can like look at a picture of a woman,
mm-hmm.
Yours is something, and then mine's like something different, you know.
That was a great anecdote.
No, but mine's like an improv team where I like need a suggestion, so I can like look at a picture of one and be like, I wonder what it'd be like to fuck her, and uh-huh. then I can.
Right.
I can't just like be like, oh, I remembered that thing I saw the other day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Here's the only skill that I have. I can see a woman.
Microsoft
on the street.
Excel.
I'm good at making spreadsheets.
Put a lot of fingers.
I can see a woman on the street and
scour.
It's
called sight.
Scour the internet and find a very close resemblance to that woman.
Oh.
I'm very good.
My
at that.
Skill. I have like a radar for hard nipples.
That's also just called sight.
Yeah, I mean, you see hard nipples.
No, but I can see them in. I see them anywhere.
Do you have? Is it like a John Travolta phenomenon thing where you see things like 3 seconds before they happen?
I think so.
Interesting.
You have a spidey sense.
But for nipples.
But for hard nipples.
Only nipples. Men and women?
Do men
humans have... and animals?
Oh, especially animals.
I found Chuck's nipple the other day. That was weird.
I could never get one of those dogs with those big droopy nipples.
Oh, they're fucked up, man. I can't see
I
that shit.
I couldn't do
Put
it.
Them down.
Dude, I've had my cat for so long, like 10 years. I've never once seen his dick.
We were talking about it might be a woman. A girl
I think cat. My cat might be a girl. I don't know.
I don't even know what a cat dick looks like.
It's barbed. We looked it up. It looks gross.
I think we talked about this on a previous episode. We don't have to talk about my cat's penis
That's
anymore.
A good point. All right.
All right. So, oh, yeah. I think Ariel will be able to fire these off right off the top of your head.
Okay.
What are your top 5 date movies?
What does that mean?
I just have the question.
Right, right. Okay.
I don't have
so
the
whatever,
intent.
However you
want to
answer that question.
Okay. All right.
I think it'd be fun to name a couple that you think would be good for a date and a couple that you've seen on a date and if they went good or bad, like making a woman watch them.
I saw Love and Other Drugs on a date and it was really bad. The movie was good and it was a bad experience because it was have you ever seen it? It's with Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway.
I don't think
and
so.
And she dies in it and it's very emotional.
Yeah.
I don't mind. It was a first date. That was why it was bad. I like a good date movie with some emotion to it. So I'll give you romantic comedies with emotion that I would watch on a date with like a date night with my wife.
Okay.
Okay. The Notebook.
Yeah.
Love The Notebook.
About Time.
I don't know that one.
Is that the Keanu Reeves
mailbox
no,
one?
No. Mailbox
no,
one.
That's Serenity?
No, that's Lake House.
That's
Lake,
the
House.
Lake House. Yeah.
About Time is with Bill Nighy and the redheaded guy who's in.
It's pronounced Bill Nye.
Both of you Bill. Could not
no,
wait
no.
to say that.
Bill Nighy, the science
guy. You
know
what I'm talking about, right? The guy from. Bill Nighy, the actor guy. and the redheaded guy who's in Ex Machina.
I didn't see it.
I don't know any of these things you're talking
about. It's a very good movie.
All
fine.
Of the words you're saying don't make any sense to me.
Okay, what other movies?
The Notebook. Like Up.
Up is so sad.
I know.
All right.
I like a good emotional movie
okay.
for a date.
Do you like to cry in front of a woman?
All the time.
Like, but not your wife. I'm saying like pre-wife.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying like pre-wife. I'm like, what? Okay, what date? What date? Are you crying?
Probably 5th to 6th date.
And it's because she won't fuck
nuts.
You because you're so ugly. but you, so 5th or 6th date, you would cry in front of a woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem crying after fifth or sixth date.
Okay.
I cried. Year, right? I almost cried on our first date.
You and your wife.
Yeah. I don't want to get into that because it's a weird story.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think I feel like we have to get into it, though. No, but okay, no. I
answered the question. Yeah.
I didn't cry, but I almost did.
Okay, that's fine. I had like a very similar situation to the one, like your first date, where you like saw a movie that was too romantic.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't our first date, but it was very close.
You saw the Pamela Anderson Tommy Lee video?
We watched, and his dick is so big. And I'm like, well, I can't compare to that. We're watching it on a big screen. It's even bigger.
You're right down in a movie theater to watch.
I'm like, no, it's bigger because the screen's bigger than life is. And everyone's like, we don't care. It's a full theater in the year 2017.
Sit down.
Watching a 1998 porn home video.
What was
I have a popcorn.
What was the movie?
I saw The Big Sick.
Oh, okay.
But it was like too early in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's about people early in a relationship going through this tough thing.
Right.
And then I had to be like sitting next to this woman and be like, would I sit in the hospital all day long with this woman?
Right. You know what would have been a good movie? Diego, you saw, but Diego and I saw it together, Game Night. That would have been a good first date.
That's
movie.
A great first
date. I saw that on a date, like a date with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, we were on a date.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was with you guys and then I left.
With friend of the pod, Julie Claire.
Yeah. And you guys saw it together and then I didn't.
It was a great. It was great.
It would have been a. That's a perfect first date movie.
And
I think a lot of those people, like, that were sitting around us were on first dates.
Mm-hmm.
That is a perfect first date
Diego
movie.
Diego almost fought a guy in the theater.
Did you?
He would not shut up. Like, up until, like, the single last second.
Before it
that
started.
The preview started.
Like, they're talking during, like, this, just sitting around. But he was like, he walked in real loud. Like, projecting too much. Immediately, I was just like.
Diego's sitting there just like.
I counted the rows, how far he was, and the seats. I knew where he was.
Were you sitting above him?
He battleshipped
it. Yeah.
You have the ultimate advantage then.
Absolutely.
You're punching down.
Also,
and
I
he has to punch. Yeah, I know, but I know. In a world where you're not this fucking ultimate fighting sex robot, whatever, if you are, it's stadium seating and you're in the row above, you automatically are winning this fight.
Yeah.
Not automatically, but it's like.
Yeah, I mean, that's like why people made forts like on hills.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have one thing.
I invented the theory that if you're at an elevated, if you're elevated, you can fight better.
Oh, my God.
I saw Game Night, and someone was eating almonds out of, like, a bulk bag. Like, they went to Whole Foods and bought loose almonds and then were eating them out of the bag. And it was so fucking loud, and my girlfriend would not let me say something to them. Yeah, because in her defense... It was her. No. Another side thing, my girlfriend bought a full falafel platter in that movie and was just eating it with onion. It was crazy. I kept taking pictures of it. She's like, stop. I was like, it's too blurry. I need a crisp one.
Good one.
My favorite thing to eat or drink in a movie theater is to bring in like a can of soda or seltzer.
Oh, yeah.
And to like, right when the movie starts to go, so that every single person goes,
is that a beer?
Do they sell cancer?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get a can?
Uh-huh.
I don't think they sell cancer. And no movie theater sells cans.
That's just true. Yeah. It's all fountain, baby.
I would recommend only one movie because I can't think of anything else. My favorite movie to watch, usually when I'm sad. I don't watch it with a girl, but usually when I'm sad. Stranger Than Fiction.
Very good movie.
With Will Ferrell.
Very good.
And
Emma Thompson.
No, Emma Thompson's in it, yes. Maggie Gyllenhaal. Phenomenal.
Very
such
good
a great
movie. Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman's great.
Such a
in
good
it.
Movie.
He's couldn't recommend it enough.
Very good. I like those like
also Rudy.
Dramedy.
Watch Rudy.
Oh, I can't watch Rudy with anybody. I need to watch Rudy locked in a closet, maybe even a cage. I am so inconsolable.
About Rudy?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I'm a sucker for father son emotional moments. So Rudy, ugh. Field of Dreams. I can't.
Yeah, I'm father any child. I could get invested in a father-daughter thing. Or like a mother-stepson thing. Or like...
stepsisters.
Or like two stepsisters fucking.
Come on, bro. You know what I watched recently? And it
what?
I forgot about it. Deep End of the Ocean.
What the fuck is that?
You ever see Deep End of the Ocean with Michelle Pfeiffer where her kid gets kidnapped when he's really young? And then when, like, it flashes forward, like, 15 years later, and they find out that the kid was kidnapped by, like, the person around the block from them and has been living around the block from them for 15 years.
Oh, my God.
What does it have to do with the ocean?
Don't tell us. It's probably a spoiler.
Nothing. The spoiler is it has nothing to do with the ocean.
Oh, sick. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
It was pretty good. It's okay. Just, it's kind of freaky.
Oh, good.
That was like that.
Like a lot of S&M stuff in it.
Yeah, too much S&M.
Like if they spit in her mouth a bunch.
Oh boy!
Stick your fingers up her nose. Stop. Like, come here.
Stop with what? The fingers in the nose.
I don't know.
Don't yuck his yums.
Freak what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that one. I always forget what it's called. Hostages. The
Jake, Bruce Willis?
No, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Prisoners.
Prisoners.
It's by the guy who did Arrival and
yeah.
What's his name? I don't know. I just watched that recently.
Oh, it's real unbelievable.
Good, real good psychological thriller.
That is top peak hot Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm.
I think.
Yeah, with like this.
He's like the slicked back hair,
but it's shaved on the sides.
Yeah. He's,
I think he was getting jacked for Southpaw. At that time.
No, I think he was getting jacked for...
Lughead. Jughead.
No.
Jarhead.
No. What was like the Lawrence of Arabia or like one of that...
Oh, Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
No, that was like so many years prior.
Do you think Prince of... Maybe. But he was getting jacked...
Another Wet Willie bet?
No. But he was getting jacked... Yeah, because he was like kind of jacked. He had like the slicked back hair. He had like a neck tattoo.
Yeah, a weird... Just for no purpose neck tattoo.
It's never mentioned.
It's never mentioned.
You can't really see what it is.
I thought that was a weird thing in his character.
Yeah.
Do you want one more question?
Yeah, we can do one more question.
Fuck Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
Side question.
I was on the train this morning, and there was a man that's like I was sitting, and he stood right in front of me. Like, this guy's so handsome. I just want to look at him for a couple stops. But I wasn't like.
Ari and I had another bet the other day. Almost. Yeah. Well, we were on the train, and we were like, "Is this kid across from us? Is it or is it not Timothy Chalamet?"
Oh, really?
It turns out it was just a super hot 14-year-old kid.
Yeah. It was just a very sexy child.
I was like staring. I'm staring right at him, and I'm just, "Is Timothy Chalamet?" And Mike's like, "Stop staring at him. It's just a really cute boy."
Yeah. It's just like a good looking child.
Well, this guy looked like he looked like Henry Cavill. Superman. Yeah, it was nuts. He looked insane.
You guys want to end on a light one or a heavy one?
No, end light.
End light.
Okay. This is a good time. I'm having a good time. Hope your listeners are having a good time.
Okay. Ooh, I like this one. This one's nice. We've kind of been doing a lot of romantic relationships type. So we'll end with this one. Is it okay that I told someone I didn't want to date because I liked hanging out with my dog more than them?
Yes.
Absolutely. No, don't tell them that. Why tell them that?
Why date them? If you don't...
That's not the question. That's not the question.
Is it okay that
the dog
you,
part out.
Is it okay that you told them that?
No.
Oh, he said that...
They. We don't know if it's
they.
What it is.
They said that they'd rather hang out with the dog than the other person.
And
yes,
that's
wrong. Generally
that's, for sure that's wrong.
It's very rude.
Yeah,
right?
You shouldn't do
there's
that.
No,
no.
There's no
oh, good.
Reason
Thanks.
To do it.
Yeah.
Just say that you don't want to hang out with them. And make up a reason. Like,
yeah.
Say you're fucking...
You could. I like to give. It's like I'm usually a very big fan of like specificity and just like kind of saying what you mean while also never doing that in my real life.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of lying.
Anytime
I've broken up with
a
girl, I've never told the truth.
I'm sorry. I have to break up with you. My mom is gay. And they're like, what?
I have to help her.
I have to help her on her journey.
On her journey up the gay.
I'm a wingman. I'm going to help her get some pussy.
I know.
I also might be gay. So
for my mom.
Yeah. It's a weird.
No, I think that's the kind of thing where it's like, you're being rude. That's just a rude thing to say. It doesn't matter that's the truth. You can just give me some of the details. Say that you are not interested in dating me. That's fine.
Right. I love getting 75% of the truth.
Okay.
In life, not just in all situations.
I think
it's
a good number.
In most of them, unless it's like, your father's dead, and then I'm like, why? They're like, you don't have to know why. And I'm like, no, I want to know. But like, you know, in most situations, like if someone's like, I don't want to date you, like, because, okay, so I got dumped.
A lot.
No, I haven't been dumped a lot. I feel like it's pretty even for me.
I'm joking. Keep going.
I'm sorry. I just have to say, on the record, it's pretty even for me.
Let the record show that it's pretty even for Michael.
Yeah, but last year I got dumped. I was in a relationship and I got dumped. And it was one of those things where it was kind of like the reasons were pretty vague, mm-hmm. and then I pressed for more.
And it hurt.
And then what I got was so much worse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was like they were just like, I don't want to date anymore. I don't think the relationship is working. And I'm like, but why? And they're like, why would I want to be in a relationship with someone I don't want to be with? And I'm like, oh, I like the first one so much yeah. better. And I'm like reading it a text message on the bus. And I'm like, why am I on the bus?
I agree that I don't think I need the whole truth, but I think I need a little bit more than, what did you say, 75?
I said 75.
I think I need like 92%. You know in like Interstellar when they turn the humor setting down on Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like yeah. 90%. I need like 90, 92% honesty.
Okay.
I've said this before. I'm really good to break up with because I'm not going to ask you. Like, it's just like, you don't want to be with me? Okie dokie.
No questions.
Goodbye.
Okay,
I don't feel good about
you're
it.
You're like the president boarding an airplane. You're just like,
yeah.
no questions.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I get it.
I don't have like, I think it really depends on who it is.
Sure.
But it's like, there's some people where I'm like, oh, you want to break up? All right. See
yeah.
you later. And then some people I'm like, we have to talk about this mm-hmm. a little bit because there's some people that have just been like, okay, we're broken up. Goodbye. And I'm like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
whoa, yeah. this came out of nowhere and also is over so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I broke up, me and this girl mutually broke up and then right after watched a full season of Arrested Development. And it was the best breakup I've ever had.
Oh,
I
was
had.
Like so mutual. Mm-hmm. We were like, what? We don't like each other. Let's just hang out.
I had a mutual breakup that then was us hooking up for on and off for a year and a half.
Oh, man.
So it's like we didn't even really break up.
Yeah, that's not a breakup.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a woman that I've like dated that I haven't hooked up with more than once after we've broken up.
Oh. I've only done it once because a girl cheated on me with this guy and then she cheated on him with me again.
Okay.
That's fine. She seems great.
Other than that, I've never...
She seems like she has her shit together.
She does not at all.
Can I have her number?
Yeah, you can have it. I'll give it to you. No, you probably wouldn't.
Can I have her number?
Well, what did you say there?
I don't think you guys would get along.
Oh, okay.
I don't
because
have
to... I'm too annoying, handsome.
I think you're...
Angry.
I think you're probably too good for her.
Oh, all right. That's great. Thanks,
I
buddy.
Think you're under this odd note.
92% honesty.
I think you're under this odd notion that I have to like someone to fuck them.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that's a me thing for sure. Like, I've only had sex with people that I have loved.
Is that
Whoa.
True?
Yeah, it's so real embarrassing.
So you've had sex with your mother and that's it?
No, I fucked your mother.
Oh, my God.
I've only had sex with six people.
You've only had sex with, and you've loved all of them?
I wouldn't say I've loved. I've really liked
yeah.
all of them. One girl kind of had sex with. I don't know if you can kind of do it. Kind of consider it sex because I really couldn't get my penis up because we're outside in a parking garage in December.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
But give it percentage-wise.
There was some mushy. There was some mushy.
You're giving
it
the mush?
I was giving it the mush. Percentage we had sex?
No.
Hardness.
Oh, 18. No. maybe like a high 60s.
I'm trying to think
70s.
what's the lowest I could still push it. Like how?
73.5%.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's like a humidity ratio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a humidity ratio is.
Hey,
but
I think you invented it.
You're talking
humidity
to the wrong
people. Yeah.
I think that's a good place then. That's fun.
I invented.
You
podcast title.
No. You don't get to name the podcast. I get to name it.
What if we name it William and Mary?
You're just reading things off the wall
Damn
now.
Damn it.
Don't do that bit.
Ghostface.
That's fun.
Hey, everyone do your plugs.
Ari, please. Where can the folks find you?
They call me Ari on Twitter. They call me Ari.com. Check it out.
A-H-R-I.
A-H-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's no reason. I mean, you know.
Your parents said it.
Nope.
But
they don't know why they did it.
They don't?
Nope. They spelled my middle name with the wrong letter, too. Don't know why they did that.
What's your real name?
Elijah.
How do they spell it?
Guess.
E-L-E?
Nope.
E-L-J?
Nope.
Does it start with an A?
E-L-I-J-A.
Nope.
It doesn't.
Does it start with an E?
Oh, wow.
I-L-I-J-A-H?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude.
That sucks.
You suck.
My mother like saw my driver's license and was like, why is your middle name spelled wrong on your license? I was like, because you did that, you idiot.
Why do you have my mistake on your thing?
Yeah.
That's fun that no one got to correct them.
Yeah, they call me Ari.
That's great. Yeah. This Diego Lopez on Twitter and Instagram. That's it. God bless.
At Micah Brucey on everything. I'm just really make it easy on everyone because it's just what my name is.
Yeah, I didn't think that through.
I mean, I have a very popular name.
No, it's okay. Don't fucking gas yourself.
Not a
so
good
much.
Thing. I wish don't I had it. Someone
oh,
a name.
I
was...
have a popular name. That's
we're
you.
Not. We're unoriginal people.
Couldn't be president.
It's true.
You couldn't be president?
No, because I'm Hispanic.
I thought it was.
I'm not 35.
I thought it was because you're a little pecker.
Oh, no.
You have to have a huge pecker to be the president. Donald right. Trump. A lot of people don't know this.
Yeah, love him or hate him.
Hung like a donkey.
Oh, my
crazy
God.
Crazy hog.
His name's Donkey Trump.
Jesus. End the podcast, please.
I got to go. Yeah. At Mike Brucey and everything.
Follow A Little Time Pod on Twitter.
Yeah. You can send us questions, A Little Time Pod.
Send us questions and we'll send you nudes.
Yeah. A Little Time Pod @gmail.com. BrainMachineNetwork.com for all the other stuff that
Great shows.
Leif produces. And please,
can't name one of them.
If you have 25 seconds, give us 5 stars on iTunes. Review us.
Or it, four.
No, I please five.
It doesn't hurt
or
you.
Or three. Give three.
You have so many stars. Okay. You don't have a limited amount of stars.
Here's the
to
thing.
Give.
Give three, but then also give two more in the same rating. So make it five.
We'll give you a shout out.
I'm not going to.
I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
While having sex with someone else.
I hate this. Exit.
Just into the void.
Egg-tro. I hate this egg-tro, which is an exit outro at the same time. Motherfucker.
You stink. You stink.
Guys, thank you for listening. We'll
catch you. Oh my God bless. Believe in Jesus.
Everyone, please, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the only thing that could save us.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.